Nearly all of Ohio's Democratic lawmakers in the Ohio legislature have already received COVID-19 vaccines or plan to do so in the near future. And most of Ohio's Republican legislators have or are doing the same. House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes says she and the 34 other Democratic representatives are getting or will get shots.
All of the members of the Democratic caucus either have received their vaccination or plan to when they can make an appointment or they become eligible to do so. And so it's pretty much on brand and in line with what we have been saying for a very long time, that the science of vaccinations is to be trusted. It can be trusted. And we have decided to lead by example and show our constituents and our communities that vaccination is a very positive way in order to get us out of the coronavirus pandemic.
Of the 64 Republicans in the Ohio House, 20 responded to my request on where they stood on the vaccines. Of those, only 4 said they wouldn't get the vaccine or wouldn't get it anytime soon. Among them, Representative Tom Brinkman.
I currently have no intention to get one, but I'm just kind of a wait and see.
Why are you kind of waiting and seeing here?
Because I'm typically not an early adapter on anything. I don't go to the first run movies. I don't get the first computer. I just don't do that stuff. The flu vaccine's been around for, some would say, 100 years, but, you know, at least 80 years. I didn't start getting it until about 10, 12 years ago.
Other Republicans say they'll wait until more data is available or until more Ohioans have had an opportunity to get the vaccines. Representative Jeff LaRae says he cannot get it yet because he just had COVID-19.
I've got to wait 90 days because I just got out of quarantine from having coronavirus.
Freshman Republican Ron Ferguson says he's not getting the shot after a consultation with his doctor.
I was advised, personally, in my situation, not to get the vaccine. And it's not because I'm against the vaccine or anything else. A lot of my family has, both my grandmothers have, all for it. And it's a conditional, as is any medical decision, it's conditional.
But there are Republican House members who have already gotten the vaccine. Representative Don Jones was among the first.
I'm still an active EMT on my local volunteer emergency squad, so I had the opportunity early, and I took advantage of it.
Freshman Sharon Ray says it was the right decision for her because as a lawmaker, she's around a lot of people. And she says it allows her to be around some of the people she misses.
I want to hug and kiss my grandchildren again.
New Representative Adam Byrd says he's on the fence when it comes to vaccines.
I'm definitely considering it, and I would call the chance of me getting a vaccine pretty likely.
Over on the Senate side, all but 1 of 8 Democratic senators have gone on record saying they'll get the vaccine. Senator Sandra Williams says she hasn't decided yet for no particular reason, but there's no hesitation where Senator Tina Mahaffey is concerned. She's had her first dose of the vaccines.
Despite my age and despite the fact that I've already had COVID twice, it's the people around me that I'm more concerned about.
Maharas says 50 of her family members have had the illness and some died. Senator Teresa Fetter says she's happy she has the option to get a vaccine and resume some sense of normalcy again.
This is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm thrilled.
On the Republican side, there's a mix of opinions on the vaccine. Senator Christina Rogner says in a written statement that she wants to see more data before making the decision. New Senator Jerry Serino says he recently had an antibody treatment when he had COVID, so he is waiting on the advice of his doctor.
You cannot have the vaccine for something around 90 days, we are told by the doctors.
Steve Huffman is one of 2 Republican doctors in the Ohio Senate. Huffman says he's already had his shots.
Practicing medicine for 25 years, I've seen the good things that, you know, that vaccines can do. And so I believe in the science.
His fellow Republican, Jay Hottinger, says he also believes in science. So he got the vaccine as soon as he could.
Of course, you know, there are a gazillion conspiracy theories out there that I candidly just don't adhere to. The only reservation I had was, is it going to be effective?
Those conspiracy theories Hottinger mentions are running rampant in some circles. A recent NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows Republican men and supporters of former President Donald Trump are leery of getting the vaccines. Ohio's top Republican officeholders say they're getting the vaccines. Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Husted got their first shots before news cameras. And some of the state's top leaders have also posted messages encouraging others to do the same. But one thing is clear. There's no appetite among Ohio leaders for mandating the vaccine. Republican Representative Tom Patton has been in the Ohio legislature since 2003.
I can never imagine that the state of Ohio will ever mandate a shot. We just, aren't going to do that.
Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.